Over 1 million students drop out of high school in the U.S. each year. During a Tampa visit today, U.S. Secretary of Education Arne Duncan says this traps those who fail to complete their secondary education in a painful cycle.
There are no good jobs out there for high school dropouts, none. In fact, students who drop out today are basically condemned to poverty and social failure. So we have to get better. We have to get better with a real sense of urgency.
The buzzword at today's roundtable meeting at Rampella Downtown Partnership School is collaboration. Duncan says Hillsboro Public Schools, with the help of a $200 million Gates Foundation grant, is developing a more innovative approach to education through inviting all stakeholders to the table.
I just want to commend the school board, the superintendent, the union, the PTA, the entire Hillsboro community for just extraordinary leadership. And what the president and I are convinced is that we have to educate our way to a better economy. That what we're doing, quite frankly, around the country today isn't good enough for our children, isn't good enough for our country. In one generation, we've dropped from first in the world in college graduates to ninth.
U.S. Representative Kathy Castor, whose district encompasses part of Hillsborough County, says she hopes what the district has been doing over the past few years will spark nationwide reform.
Working together, teachers, the superintendent, the school board have established here in Hillsboro a new paradigm for cooperation that is the model for the entire country. What we have here in Hillsboro is that all parties respect each other, and we are not afraid of reform.
Duncan says he hopes to hold a national conference on education reform that focuses on the relationship between school districts and teachers' unions, and he wants to use Hillsboro as an example.
Teachers are desperately asking for something better. I think all of us have to do a much better job of listening to them and responding to what they need to be successful. So what we hope to do to facilitate that is I'm going to ask to have a national education reform conference on labor management and collaboration. And we want to host that in Washington. We want to do it early in the new year. We want to bring in Hillsboro and other districts like that to talk to potentially hundreds of other school districts around the country.
The two spoke at a press conference after a roundtable session with district teachers, parents, mentors, and the heads of local and national teachers' unions. Participants often remarked on how uncommon it is for such parties to sit at one table. American Federation of Teachers President Randy Weingarten says collaboration helps educators develop a better understanding of what it means to be a teacher.
What are we going to do to not only make sure that teachers are part of the process, but we train teachers so that they are proficient in their jobs?
So what else is the district doing differently? One key element of the new program is targeting schools with the highest need. Another is boosting accountability through transparency. The other, which has been the elephant in the room for some time, is basing teacher assessments largely on student performance. Hillsboro County Public Schools Superintendent Mary Ellen Alia says this is one way to professionalize the role of teachers.
We'd be missing the most important and valuable benefit of an evaluation system if it doesn't directly link to supporting teachers with feedback, with coaching, with mentoring, and with professional development for greater student success. It can't just be an evaluation system that's fair. It's got to be something that links directly into improvement.
Critics say the new program relies too heavily on student standardized test scores in evaluating teachers. The Gates program bases 40% of every teacher assessment on student performance. Education Secretary Arne Duncan says school districts nationwide could learn a lot from districts like Hillsboro, but some might point out that not all school districts have $202 million of Gates grant money at their disposal. Duncan says cash-strapped districts can look into other funding sources.
Well, let me be clear. Hillsboro would have done this work whether or not they got the money. The money helps. They were doing the work. And so, again, the money is a piece of it, but this is, again, about courage and leadership. And Hillsboro's been at this for a long, long time. What you see here is not some overnight success. What you see is years and years of preparation for that. So whether it's private philanthropy, which we think is great, whether it's teacher incentive fund money, a couple hundred million dollars, whether it's race to the top money, which is $4 billion, we're going to continue to come back and reward it. But it's not about the money.
Like many education grants, the Gates Grant is competitive. National Education Association President Dennis von Rokel, who also participated in the roundtable, is a critic of such grants. In an interview with WMNF's Sean Kinnan in late August, he said such monies don't make for a level playing field among school districts.
Yeah, we have real concerns about the competitive nature, and I think those concerns come from more than just those of in the National Education Association. Members of Congress often express that their states, too, have those needs. So how do we address those needs when only some get it?
Von Rokel is also a critic of weakening hard caps on class size. Schools around the state are dealing with the hard caps for class size that voters adopted in 2002. Hillsborough Superintendent Mary Ellen Alia will hold a news conference tomorrow morning to discuss the district's efforts to comply with the new class size restrictions. It will take place at the School Administrative Center in Tampa. From downtown Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.